Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System, is a transformative hit show that will explore the interconnection between ourselves, our community, and our world. Dr. Julie is joined by visionary leaders and change makers to explore innovations and what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Now here's your host, Dr. Julie Kroll.
Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Julie Kroll, and you are listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour as we explore our interconnected world. And each Tuesday on the Dr. Julie Show, we have some of the world's leading visionaries and experts helping you to explore your connection to self, spirit, nature, community, and all things working in the world. And speaking of what's working in the world, imagine millions of people coming together in unity, self-organizing groups of people, more and more intentional events, flash mobs, meditations, ceremonies, and prayer. Imagine millions of people at sacred sites around the world aligning their expressions of consciousness and participating in a moment of global unity. Well, imagine no more. We're going to talk all about that today. So first, I invite you to take a few deep breaths and bring your awareness into this moment. Drop your awareness into your heart and allow your breath and awareness to connect you into this moment, into this amazing movement of millions of people unifying. All right, today we have a special guest. Patrick Cronfley is here to talk about Unify and MedMob and some of the inspiration he has with synchronized moments around the world. Welcome, Patrick.
Hi, thank you so much for bringing me on the show today.
Oh, I'm really delighted to have you here, Patrick. Hey, one of the things that we like to do as we bring in our guest is to really talk about this interconnected world to get us started off. And so I want to just ask you what your thoughts are and what your feeling is about all things connected, that we're in a part of a profound interconnected world.
Great question. Well, besides all the science that's coming out these days to show and prove that we're all connected through these different energetic grids and fields, it's just been an amazing experiment with myself in my own life. I was at a Lakers game last night, and a good friend of mine who's a pretty deep master and mystic and I were sitting right behind the Lakers bench. And we were experimenting and seeing how shifts in our own consciousness and our own intention actually impacted the game. And it was so surprising to see how in an element of our human society where human emotion and human physicalness is just constantly moving in line with the flow in a game where there's multiple people all moving up and down with a similar intentions was so easily impacted by just two of us shifting our awareness and consciousness. And also seeing and feeling how the entire crowd, even though we're not physically touching anybody, but just the sound vibrations were impacting the entire game and impacting us as individuals. So, and not to mention the walking through life on a regular basis and seeing and observing my thoughts and my emotions and how they match up with everything that's happening in my world.
You know, some people might be going, what? You went to a Lakers game and you impacted the game. But you're right. There's more and more science. Lynn McTaggart's doing some amazing things with the intention experiments. There's so much science coming out. Can you share a little bit more about what actually you were doing at the Lakers game? This is fascinating.
So
maybe you don't want to share.
So, I mean, the first thing we did is we just sat in a place of just emptiness and space, and observed and received more so than getting involved in creating. And observing and in feeling and sitting in the space, what we were able to see and observe was all the movements of consciousness and energy that were moving, all the talking, all the emotions that were expressed, all the high fives, the smiles, the aggression, the happiness, the exhilaration, and allowing and watching and feeling all those momentums move through our empty space inside ourselves. There is an opportunity to heal different frictions that were happening. And in healing those different frictions that we were experiencing inside ourselves and bringing light into those situations as we felt them inside our own being, we noticed them externally start to shift as well. And so that was the first experiment that we played with. And then we played with another experience of both of us just focusing on one player the entire time and just recognizing and seeing the brightness of that person. And in doing so, we noticed, and who knows, it may be that we were just focusing on him so we saw a difference, but that player started actually exhilarating more in the game, making better shots, playing better, having more energy, being more excited, being more happy. And it was just, wow, it's incredible. It actually works. We have an impact on our reality.
I like that. I know I talk about an example where I was in a crowd and a healthcare professional was talking about helping his clients like really manifest anger through visualizing and what have you, but it was such a destructive, ugly thing. And I watched the energy of the conversation. Everybody was so enthusiastic about this technique that he was sharing, and I challenged it, and I talked about joy and expanding in this different field, and everyone around me kind of moved to this place, and he was getting angrier and angrier that I wasn't like amused by his technique, and his anger just kind of went away with the whole crowd just holding this different place, and it was really a beautiful place. I could stay in that calm. I could stay in that place of observation and what have you. But I have to tell you, I've never practiced in a stadium with thousands and thousands of people. I bet that was exhilarating.
Yeah, it was pretty excellent. It's a new thing that I've been experimenting with. I grew up playing sports and going to sports games, and then I went through a phase from when I was 20 until now, 12 years later, where I really didn't even go to sports games. I still play a lot of sports and am physical, but now going back into those arenas and tapping into the potential that exists there. I mean, we have thousands and thousands of people all focused on one thing that's happening, one movement of energy that's, you know, a life on its own. And if we can, in some way, bring consciousness and awareness and flow to something that everyone is focusing on, then the ripple effect is endless, and it'll just keep building and building and building.
Well, that's a beautiful example, because we're going to talk in the next segment. We just have a few minutes here, but it's a good time to introduce what you've done with the Med Mob. The Flash Meditation Mobs have been brilliant, and you have a really amazing example of how that started and how you've moved, and then we've moved on to these synchronized events. So we are going to take a quick break, and you're listening to the Dr. Julie Show with All Things Connected. I have Patrick Cronfley here with me, and we're going to talk more about MedMob and Unify right after this break.
There's not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had, and thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine Radio Show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective. Learn to heal yourself and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine Radio Show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at AliveAndShineShow.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit TheDrPatShow.com. That's TheDrPatShow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
We're back on the Dr. Julie Show, and this is Dr. Julie Kroll. And my guest today is Patrick Cronflee, and we are talking about consciousness and some great examples of this Lakers basketball game. I can't wait to talk about more. But this is a great introduction to really what we're talking about on the show. Patrick, you literally sat down with, I think, 60 people a year or two ago in the Texas State Capitol building and meditated. So there created MedMob, if I believe so. Tell us about that. What is MedMob and how it's evolved?
Thank you. So MedMob, yeah, birthed in Austin, Texas, where I lived at the time, and there was 60 to 70 of us that decided to get together and do a flash mob meditation at the Capitol, open to everyone from every path, just a silent meditation, no leaders, and we spread throughout the front lawn of the Capitol, each of us in our own space, and just boom, went into such a deep, beautiful, peaceful expression. And I saw the impact that it was having, not only on myself, meditating in public and with a group of people and the exhilaration that that brought in a new flavor of meditation, but the impact that it was having on the people, you know, families from all over Texas, and they're visiting their capital for maybe the first time, and the opportunity it created for them and the kids to pause for a moment and just allow a new stream of consciousness to come through. It was so beautiful and powerful. And after the silent meditation, we went into the Capitol Dome and formed a circle inside the dome and ohmed inside the dome. And the resonance was just so deep and so powerful that, it had an impact. And we said, you know what, let's do this again. And the next month we did it again, and 300 people showed up. And one of our friends created a video and, some pictures, and it started spreading, and 7 other cities joined us that second month. And that was, at that point, I was like, whoa, something cool is happening here, something magical. And so I started putting a lot of time, energy, and focus on this, and it grew to 18 cities. And then the next month, it went to 26 cities. And then for the next 2 years or so, this started in January 2011, every month, we were organizing flash mob meditations around the planet. And now there's 1,300 organizers around the world. And it's grown into what we call Unify, where we have been creating a platform to serve movements around the planet that are creating prayers, musical celebrations, meditations, all synchronized in time with similar intentions. And now it's even moving beyond that, where we're going from global synchronized moments of intention and meditation and prayer to global synchronized moments of action, where communities around the world are coming together, connecting to a similar intention, and then implementing projects in their local cities that has an impact. And yeah, so that's a little brief story of how MedMob came to be and where Unify is at right now.
How did you, what precipitated you saying, let's go to the state capitol and meditate? How was that in your consciousness to begin with?
Well, the entire previous year, I had been going into the Capitol and into legislative meetings and committee hearings and learning about politics and expressing my perspective, and always had an interest in bringing consciousness into politics. And I was in India later on that year, helping build a school in a village outside of Delhi. And I was flying back and I was meditating in the airplane. And I just had a clear vision and inspiration that I was going to be part of supporting and organizing something at the Texas State Capitol around raising awareness and consciousness. And when I got back to Austin, I saw and realized that a couple of my other friends had a similar vision come to them in a meditation. And so my friend Ben put together a Facebook event, and 3 days later, 70 of us showed up.
Mm. Wow. I love that. And in the consciousness in politics, you started, there was something moving inside of you even before then, and you were visiting. That's awesome. I bet you're happy Marianne Williamson is running for Congress.
Oh, yeah. I'm really stoked about that.
Talk about consciousness in politics. Okay, so you had this event, and then it started to create a life of its own and became self-organizing, and now 1,300 organizers around the world. I don't know how many continents you're representing, but now all of a sudden, all of these synchronized events are happening. And over the last year, with intention, a lot of things happened in 2012, and here we are. So tell us about Unify. Unify supporting a lot of different things, but bringing people together into this synchronized action and synchronized moments.
Yeah, so Unify was birthed after, in the wake of an event called Be the Peace that first started in 2012 on International Day of Peace, where 84 organizations came together to organize a synchronized meditation wave that moved across the planet on International Day of Peace last year. We did it again this year, and it was awesome. But after that, a good friend of mine, Adil, and I birthed Unify, and then pretty quickly a team of about 10 to 12 people came together, and Unify launched on December 21st of 2012 with the intention of synchronizing all the different events that were happening on that day, and shining light on all of them as well, so that we all around the world for one moment tapped in with whatever our highest intention was for ourselves, for the world, and for our communities. And it was one of the most beautiful moments I ever experienced. I was personally in Jerusalem at the point of solstice, where we'd organize the event between the three different monotheistic religions that all came together in the old city for the healing of world religions. And that was kind of the birth of Unify. And then it kind of took a life of its own where people were inspired to utilize the Unify platform to support different things from Idle No More to 1 Billion Rising to a big flash mob dance, meditation, and yoga mob on Earth Day at Earth Day festivals around the world last year. And we just supported, again, the International Day of Peace, where we had a synchronization happening in over 560 cities, right in the middle of when the height of the tension with Syria and all that was happening related to the chemical weapons. And so now Unify is heading in the direction where we're creating a platform where any organization and any person can utilize the platform to organize their own global synchronized moment of intention and action and create an organization tool set for people to most efficiently do that. And we ourselves are organizing something on World Water Day, where we're going to launch a year-long campaign on March 22nd to serve the world water sources around the world.
Mm. That's a great idea. World Water Day, awesome. So what would organizations need to do then? Say someone really wants to do a global synchronized event and you're creating the platform to help them. What happens? What do they do?
Right. So till now, it's just contact us and we'll help you out however we possibly can. Just go to unify.org. But eventually, the platform is going to take about 6 to 9 months to build. But you as an organization or a person will be able to go onto the platform, say, bam, I want to create my own synchronized event. And then it will take you to this whole portal where you'll be given tools on how to create media, how to create all the event pages, different press release templates that you could utilize, creating your own organizer network within your own network, ways to communicate with all your organizers, ways for your organizers to communicate with you. Information could go back and forth, pictures, videos, everything. So basically it will be a tool to be able to organize movements that are doing good in the world.
Mm. That's wonderful. You know, there are so many different organizations doing amazing things, and I don't think we can have too many. We have the International Day of Peace. We have Do As One just had one day. Humanities Team just had the Global Day of Oneness. The Come Together event is this weekend. One, the event happened, and now it's going to get going again next year. There's so many different things. How do you feel about that? Are there too many things that split our consciousness, or is there room for all of them?
No, I think they're all great. I think it's a testimony to where we're moving as a human culture. And this is obviously becoming a trend, which fuels us to continue to move forward, you know, because I've from the beginning never felt like I was actually doing anything or I was shifting consciousness or we're shifting consciousness. I feel like consciousness is shifting and that's what's moving us to organize these events. So it's just confirmation after confirmation. You know, I hear about these things happening all the time, and that's why we're building a platform to serve all these different organizations and most efficiently organizing.
Mm. You know, what I really like about that is just that the example is that someone might just be called to go to their state capital and be a part of this, and it opens them to begin thinking about the different implications for this. So then they go to their local football game and start being really aware and being there, or they go back to a real hostile home environment where there's some domestic issues, and they begin to bring this new level of awareness and new consciousness to it. There's a lot of healing that can go on with just this spark of an idea that's come through. So we're going to take another break and talk more about Unify when we get back. This is Dr. Julie, and you are listening to The Dr. Julie Show. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Tune in to the J. Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, Seven Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the seven gifts to unlock your miracle to expand awareness helped me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
Each day, I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia will offer us in order to find our highest purpose. We don't stop there, though. It feels that daily I'm held accountable for my goals, my dreams, to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, writing my first chapter after only 5 days in this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle, or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978.
Tune in to the Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of Call-In Talk Radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for the Sandy Brewer Show.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
We are back on the Dr. Julie Show, and this is Dr. Julie Kroll. We have been talking with Patrick Cronfley here about Unify and MedMob, and we're exploring the power of this consciousness to really affect our environment. I love this conversation. Patrick, before we go on, I really want to make sure our listeners know how to contact you if they would like to. So can you give us a couple of your website addresses?
Sure. So www.unify.org is one of the websites, and the other website is www.medmob.org, which is medmob.org.
Okay, excellent. MedMob stands for the meditation mob, like in Flash Mob. Awesome. So they're both .org.
Yes, ma'am.
Excellent. All righty. Okay, so you know, you mentioned, Patrick, the World Water and planning an event on March 22nd. I'd love to hear more about that before we move to a more personal level. So tell us, what's the vision for March 22nd, and what are you planning?
Perfect. So this is all, it's in the birthing stage right now, and so I'm going to share with you what the current vision is, and I'm converging with three of my co-creators in Vancouver next week, so it'll probably evolve to a next level, but I'd love to share with you what's happening now. So we're going to launch a year-long campaign with the intention of elevating our world water source, including the bodies of water inside ourselves and the bodies of water on the planet. And so we're going to really dive deep into showing the science of how our intention has an impact on how water molecules form together and how water molecules store energy and information. And so let me fast track forward and we'll go back to the science, that we're going to have a big day of just loving water. All right? So cities all around the world coming together, praying, meditating, and just loving water in ourselves and meeting at local water sources and loving the water in our local water source. And then after having a prayer and meditation, we're inviting people around the world to play music and showing the science of how sound vibration also impacts water and how water stores sound vibration. And we're going to invite everyone around the world to tune their instruments to 528 hertz, which is the frequency of love. And so we're going to pray, then we're going to sing and play music, and then we're going to invite people around the world that are now coming together in community to take action, and we're going to provide a couple different projects that people can create in their local cities to serve their local water source. So we're going to do prayer, music, and action in cities around the world on International Day of Water. And the intention of the whole thing, and we're going to, before I get into that, we're going to invite people throughout the year to continue this, right? So every last Sunday of the month, we're going to invite people to come back together. Again, praying, playing music, and taking their projects to the next level. And so every month for a year, people are get together with the intention of charging water with love inside ourselves and in the bodies of water around us. And the intention is that everybody on the planet experience more love in their life. The prayer is that each of us, each of our communities, each of our families, each of our cities, all experience more love in our life and charge the water with that. And we're, over the year, we're also going to measure and observe how many hurricanes have happened this year. How many floods have happened? How are the crops doing? Is there radiation from Fukushima? Has that gone down from all this? And really studying experiment on a macro level, does our consciousness and awareness actually have an impact on all these things?
Wow. So you are going to do like an intention experiment with this and actually try to measure a few things.
Yes.
Ah, cool. And so the more love in our lives through the loving of water, you're not necessarily focused on the International Day of Water as in we all need clean water, we all need enough water, the droughts, the weather changes. You're not necessarily talking about sustainability, but I imagine all of that will have an effect on all of those issues as well. Is that correct?
That is completely correct. I think, and this ties into a bigger concept, is that we as human beings have a habit of trying to fix things that we are resistant to or that we experience pain around. So we want to fix the Fukushima thing. We want to fix the drought. We want to fix this. And we focus our energy on that, when in fact, all those things will naturally heal if we just focus on love. If we just focus on the brightness, if we just focus on peace, if we focus on the things that fill us up and make us feel great and fantastic, then all the little pains inside our body will naturally heal. We don't have to focus on the pain. Although we can, it's good to be aware of the pain and not ignore it. I in my own personal life and on a, you know, experimental basis with groups of people have noticed that it's more effective to heal the things that we feel pain about if we focus on the love.
Mm. I love this concept. This is amazing. So as you're getting together with some other people to continue the planning in this, literally there is a World Day of Water. Is that true? There's an International Day of Water.
Yeah, World Water Day, sanctioned by the UN, which is March 22nd, which also happens to be the equinox.
Yes, it is, March 22nd. And so what is the UN's intention with this day? When they labeled it, what was their intention?
You know, I don't have any idea, but I'm assuming that there is a group of people that came together that was passionate about water, or a group of organizations, and they went to the UN and proposed an International Day of Water, you know, focused mm-hmm. on water.
Okay.
But thank you for asking that, because that's going to inspire me to look more into it.
Yeah, you're welcome. I think that me too. It's like we have a lot of these days, and your intentions is turning it into this really beautiful project. So how can our listeners get involved? What can they do looking forward to this World Water Day?
Perfect question. So if you go to unify.org and you sign up for our email list, the more information will be coming out about the campaign on January 1st is when we're launching it. And so by then, we're going to have a whole bunch of media and a whole new website and organizational tools and ways in that you as individuals can organize events in your local cities, and any support that you need in doing so will be available through our website, unify.org.
Awesome. Okay. So they can be inspired through the water and through the love message. They can be inspired also to get involved hosting their own kind of med mob idea of prayer or ritual or ceremony. People can get involved. They just need the resources and tools, and that's what you're doing, is you're giving them the opportunity to gather.
Exactly.
Okay. Excellent. Well, there's a lot of these days, and I know you talked to me earlier about the religions and having a day to really look at the religions. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, I personally have strong belief in the power of religion, even though it could be very restrictive for some people. I think there's a beautiful thing to have a structure for us to be able to experience spirit in. And love, religion is also about bringing community together on a regular basis to tap into spirit. And I am very passionate about bringing the world religions together in a way where that also supports their own unique nature. And so there's also a World Religion Day, which is on January 19th. And in 2015, we're going to be launching a big synchronized day on World Religion Day, where we're going to be working with the leaders of the different religions and inviting all of their congregations around the world to fill the temples, fill the mosques, fill the churches, fill the ashrams, fill the synagogues, and everyone, everywhere, praying, meditating, singing, each in their own tradition, just all at the same time, unified at the same moment. And seeing how that impacts, you know, the planet and the view that world religions have with each other, or that the general public has with each other, even just knowing that this is happening and just clearing the division while still honoring the uniqueness of all of us as individuals and all of us in our specific religion, but just knowing that we all emanate from one source and we're just all expressing it in different ways.
Wow, that is really an incredible idea. And, you know, talk about all things connected. What you're talking about is that as we emanate from one source, let's get back to that root of that connectedness. And really, I mean, if we can do that at a competitive sporting event and really hold what is true about that event and competition, can you imagine what we could do inside all of those different religions? That's a beautiful idea. Thank you for sharing that. I want to be a part of that one too. You just sign me up.
Yes.
I'm going to help with all of these things. I love it. Well, we need to take another break, and I would like to hear more about your personal story when we come back. So we're going to take a break. I want to remind listeners first that they can reach Patrick at unify.org or medmob.org. And this is Dr. Julie. You're listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected. We'll be right back.
To the The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to Facebook.com/The Dr. Pat Show and click the like button. Then go to Twitter.com/The Dr. Pat Show and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's Facebook.com/The Dr. Pat Show and Twitter.com/The Dr. Pat Show.
We are back, and you are listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected on Transformation Talk Radio. And this is Dr. Julie Kroll. We've been talking with Patrick about Unify and MedMob, and it's such a amazing conversation. I love all these ideas and projects that are coming up. I just want to remind you to please visit our website, thedrjulieshow.com, for more information on our guests and upcoming shows. All the information is there, and you can sign up for our newsletter. And also stay connected all week on our Facebook page, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll. We continue this conversation, and we've had some kind of delightful conversations that have spun off of the shows. So tune in, come to the Facebook page, and we'll continue that conversation. So we're back, and it's Patrick, and you know, this is amazing. This, everything that you're talking about is so big and so global, and millions of people around the world. I would love to hear your personal story of how this started. What inspired you to even to explore meditation in, you know, here we are in the busy U.S., Patrick. Tell me a little more about your story. put you on the spot.
So I grew up in Los Angeles in a pretty affluent area in an affluent family. And I was raised to take over the family business and be very entrepreneurial and very conquer the world. And I started rebelling pretty hardcore. I went to a Catholic school and religion class, and my parents had to, and I was rebelling a lot at home as well. I was the eldest of three boys, and they ended up sending me to military school for 7th and 8th grade. And then in high school, the rebellion continued. I had so much energy moving through me, and I didn't have very constructive ways to channel it. And so I ended up being a very aggressive teenager that got in a lot of fights. I did horrible things, like I burned my mom's house down when I was 16. I was so scared of getting a speeding ticket a month after I turned 16 because of the amount of pressure I was feeling from my parents, specifically my dad, who I love to the core of his being now, and I get to see him later today. But I tried to outrun this cop that was just trying to pull me over and get me a speeding ticket. So you could imagine, that was just like this teenager that was just absolutely nuts. Meanwhile, I was student body president, and I was getting pretty good grades, and I was on the football team and pretty popular. But by the time I got to college, I just was going so against the grain. I was supposed to go USC. I ended up going to UC Santa Barbara and spending much more time in nature. And I just started unfolding out of all the conditioning that I grew up with, and got myself into some pretty hardcore rock bottom experiences. The second to last one being getting into a fight that was actually an organized fight in front of 3,000 people. And up until this point in my life, I'd never lost a fight. But this time I did. And it created an opportunity for my ego to just start imploding in on itself. Right there in the middle of the boxing ring, I was experiencing just like bright lights just open up right in front of me as things paused. And as I was really getting like a beating, like big time. And what that created for me was the opportunity to let go of myself fully. And then the next month, I got into another rock bottom experience where I put all my money into one business deal, and I was outsmarted, and people stole. They actually stole all my money, and I had no way of getting it. And so what that did was it took me to a point zero where I let go of everything. And went back down to Los Angeles after 2 years of being in Santa Barbara and just started hiking in the mountains. And my cousin Raja was going through a similar experience. And we spent all our time hiking in the mountains. And I started to shift my perspective from manipulating the world for my own benefit to growing and evolving and giving in the world. And that was at the age of 20, 21. And that kind of sparked me to start exploring different books, different teachers, different seminars, and been learning ever since, and been on the path. And 6 months into that whole transformation that was happening, I met a woman that was going through her own transformation, that had just gone off chemotherapy and was expected to die just a few months earlier, and she was creating her brand new life. And we had just had this automatic convergence, and 3 months into knowing each other, we found out she was 3 months pregnant with our twins. And so now I have 10-year-old twin boys that are the absolute love of my life. And that whole experience in itself created a transformation. And she and I, for 4 or 5 years straight, all we did was spend time on our growth, our evolution, our internal healing, and created that platform for the boys as well to live that type of life. And then since then, at the age of 25, we decided to kind of part our own ways, and we were still really close friends and really close enemies as well. But at the core, we come from the same place. So no matter what we go through, we always get to a brighter light on the other side of the tunnel. And so she continues to be one of my biggest teachers in my life. That created an opportunity for me to have a whole bunch of new space. At the age of 25, I decided to go get my MBA, and While getting my MBA, I continued to explore consciousness, awareness, meditation, different ways of perceiving and believing within my own body. And it's continued to evolve. And for the last maybe 3.5 years, I've meditated every single morning with the exception of maybe 20 days. And I've now, for the last 0.5 year to 1 year, added a physical routine. So every morning I have my meditation and I do my physical routine, and then I consciously create my day, and then I jump into it.
You know what? This is such a beautiful story. And I just want to jump in here, because what you just did was you laid out so many, this whole myriad of tools and techniques and resources for people. And I just want to kind of go back. We just have a few minutes for the show, but the one thing that moved me was you, to start this journey back, you really connected with nature. You went back to your connection with nature. Is that what I heard?
Yeah, it was definitely getting out of the city and into the mountains, and in a space where the sky was endless, you know, just sitting on a mountaintop and just looking out at the ocean going out endlessly and the sky endlessly, and how that expanded me internally to view everything in my life more profoundly.
Yes, that's what I was going to say, Patrick, is I'm just hearing this big expansion of consciousness as you're connecting with nature and the universe, and that expansive field really opened you into this place of interconnectedness with yourself. And really then, I wish we had more time and go back into this story, because there was beautiful things, not just the meditation, but now you've added the physical routine and how to consciously create your day. You've really brought some amazing tools in. We're going to have to bring you back as a guest so we can talk, because there's so many healing therapeutic tools in just the story that you shared. It's so beautiful. Thank you for being so transparent and vulnerable with us with that story. It was beautiful.
Oh, you're welcome. And I'd love to come back on and share about my internal process and everything that I've learned along the way and I'm currently experiencing and evolving through at this moment.
Well, you've definitely taken this this place of awakening and consciousness, and now you're not only just helping yourself and your life and your boys, but you're really doing amazing things for our world, and I really want to extend my gratitude to you for that. I wish we could share more, but I really want to encourage our listeners to go to unify.org or medmob.org, get involved, and really pay attention to March 22nd and what they're going to initiate with World Water Day. That's going to be an exciting time too. So thank you, Patrick. I need to bring the show to a close. Thank you again for being our guest.
You are welcome, 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 welcome.
Yeah, I love your passion, and I love your information, and your energy is awesome. So thank you. And I want to remind our guests to tune in next Tuesday for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected. We've got a lot of amazing guests coming up. Oh my gosh, go to the website, check it out. It's really awesome. Every Tuesday, 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, noon Pacific time. Thank you all for tuning in. And remember, make connection your intention and living to your wholeness. Bye for now.
You've been listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com as you journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com for next week's guests and to catch up on past shows. See you next week.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your soul suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
The Divine Divas Radio Show with Patricia Iris Cairns and co-host Cheryl Angela is dedicated to being love in action and joy in jumping into the next new paradigms for humanity. Divine Divas Radio is evolutionary, revolutionary, and soul-empowered, sharing insights of hope, love, and joy every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join the Divas and evolutionary visionaries each week as we step into the new era of oneness and peace together. And visit DivineDivasRadio.com.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance,
TBDA has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.